This is Jay Sekulo from Washington, D.C., a major brief filed at the Supreme Court in the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
this is my right.
Jay Sekulo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Taking calls from around the country or welcoming our TV studio into our cameras here, right into the studios on our radio broadcast. We're glad our TV audience is with us as well. And let me encourage you on something. We're going to be talking about a couple of issues today. You're going to want to get in this conversation early. We've just filed a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States in a case involving a group, and this is the actual name of the organization. It's called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's a big lawsuit. A lot of information about it on ACLJ.org. We're going to talk about this group and give you some details, but let me let you know something else here. These are the same kind of groups that are fighting against our military chaplains and their ability to pray. If you want to talk about our chaplains' ability to pray, if you want to talk about these Freedom From Religion Foundation groups, you give us a call. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The brief in the Freedom From Religion Foundation case has been filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. They've actually sued the faith-based office at the White House, saying that the aid given to people like the Katrina victims was unconstitutional because it went to a faith-based group. These groups don't care if the money that your taxpayer dollars go to Planned Parenthood. That's fine with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They just don't want anything that has a faith-based component to be receiving any benefit whatsoever. These are radical groups, and you're going to get some information. Jordan's going to give it to you on just how radical this group is. And these are the same groups that don't want the chaplains praying in Jesus' name. But this is the Freedom From Religion Foundation group. Jordan's got the information.
Well, if you go to their website, ffrf.org, you're going to see some absolutely ridiculous attacks on Christians. They call themselves the Freedom From Religion Foundation, but folks, this group truly is the Freedom From Christianity Foundation. They only attack Christianity. You see no attacks on Buddha, no attacks on Hindu gods, no attacks on Muslims, just attacks on Christians. And to just show you about that attack, they actually sell on their website in their online store. And let me tell you something, you really find out about a group like this when you go to see what they profit off of. How do they raise money? By selling items. You go to their online store, they sell a Bible warning label. A Bible warning label that's yellow and black. It's a sticker you're supposed to put on Bibles that says, warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life, and it has a skull and crossbones on it like it's some kind of poison. They sell a Bible warning label, folks, on their website. They also sell a bumper sticker that says, the Bible, a grim fairy tale. Now, imagine for a moment in the United States of America or anywhere else in the globe, an organization selling a bumper sticker that said, the Quran, a grim fairy tale. There would be outrage, uproar, maybe even violence by some of the groups supporting Islam.
This is the group that's at, this case is at the Supreme Court of the United States. So make no mistake about it, folks. The case is actually at the Supreme Court of the United States. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is the plaintiff, the petitioners in the particular lawsuit. And this case is going to have huge ramifications. But I want to let you know something. We got to fight these groups. It's exactly what's happened to our military chaplain, Stuart. We only got a minute here. If you want to talk to us on air about all of this, by the way, 800-684-3110. Should chaplains be able to pray? Should we fight these Freedom From Religion Foundation groups? These groups are very aggressive.
Well, like Jordan was saying, this is one of the most offensive groups we've run across, Jay. I mean, they're entitled to believe whatever they want to believe, but they're trying to prevent us from practicing our faith.
Here's what you got to do, folks. We are right now in the middle of this campaign to protect our military chaplains. We talked about it yesterday. Executive orders need to be signed by the president, so these groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation do not get to silence our chaplains. 877-989-2255 is the number. I want you to call. You add your name to our committee here. This is actually a petition going to the president saying we need an executive order. Can you imagine Bible warning stickers being placed on Bibles going to our military men and women? They're being told chaplains can't pray. It's the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the ACLU, and others. And folks, we have got to stand up to these groups and say enough is enough. We need an executive order to the president, to the military, saying allow these chaplains to pray, allow religious freedom in the military. 877-989-2255 is the number for you to join today, or ACLJ.org. You call right now at 877-989-2255.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom, talking about freedom.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you. That's what we're talking about on the broadcast, freedom. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We just mentioned to you, we filed a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States against a group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Very radical organization. They want every reference to religious heritage removed in American public life. This is a big lawsuit. It's at the Supreme Court of the United States. Our brief's been filed. But these are the same groups that want to silence chaplains, that want the chaplains kept silent. So this is the nature of the groups we're fighting. We got a lot of phone calls coming in. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go.
Mark's calling from North Carolina on line one. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to say bless you, brothers, for all that you're doing.
Thanks.
I'm a retired military person, and my entire family and I owe our lives and our futures with the Lord to military chaplains. It's just an atrocity what they're trying to do, and I just like to plead for everybody out there that's listening to add their name to the list, because it's really about numbers. If we don't get the numbers to fight this battle, we're going to lose it.
Well, no, I appreciate that. And, you know, and Mark, you bring up a good point. It is about numbers. And that's, look, it's, we're in Washington, D.C., and numbers is a big part of it. Part of the issue right now is getting the attention of the White House staff on an issue like this, because we're talking about an executive order to be issued from the president to the Department of Defense to say, let these chaplains play. And when you see the groups we're fighting against, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they not only want the chaplains not to pray, I'm sure they don't want the military men and women to have Bibles, and they certainly would want, as Jordan said, this, you know, warning sticker placed on. But from a governmental affairs standpoint, right now, we've got to get the attention of the White House, and that's going to take a lot of people.
We do. The good news is this White House and President Bush is sympathetic to this issue, and I think wholeheartedly President Bush wants these chaplains to be able to do their job and to do it the way that they're dictated by their faith. Remember, folks, these chaplains not only work for the U.S. military, they are on the front lines. Chaplains are killed in battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. They are there when the bombs drop in these countries. They serve two purposes. They are part of the U.S. Armed Forces. They are also ordained by their denomination, which means they're Catholic, or within the Protestant faith, there are so many different denominations.
Sure, you got Baptists, Assemblies of God, a variety.
Right, all represented within the chaplain's corps, and that is what they call it, the chaplain's corps. And folks, they need the right to do their job, but you've got to make sure we get the attention. An executive order is a big deal, and it's a big deal when the President of the United States signs that kind of legislation into law. But we've got to make sure the White House knows how important this is, and we need your help by doing that, which is why you've got to call us and join with us, 877-989 2255 or ACLJ.org.
Yeah, let me tell you another aspect of this that's important to understand. We're doing the legal research right now to put it in place because here's what I can, if we get the executive order, you can imagine there's going to be challenges here. I expect there will be challenges. But we've got to get the executive order first to protect these military chaplains. And we're talking about a whole host of issues today, but this is a front burner issue for us. We heard from thousands of you yesterday on the broadcast, which was very, very heartening for us and very good. But we need to hear from tens of thousands of you to protect these military chaplains. It's going to take a groundswell. We're talking about an executive order from the President of the United States. Folks, it's a big deal. So as Jordan said, you go to your phones right now, join with us, add your name, urging the President to issue an executive order so these chaplains can pray in Jesus' name. 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255. Stuart, when you look at the issue as it relates to whether it's the chaplains in the military, whether it's the Freedom From Foundation lawsuit, these are big issues right now with the groups that have got a very aggressive agenda.
Well, Jay, these are the issues that are going to define 2007, in my opinion. You know, this issue regarding the chaplaincy, we keep hearing from people that are in the military how important the chaplaincy program is. It's critically important because it provides that spiritual comfort for our men and women that are in a really, really tough bind, and this campaign is really important.
I think it's so important, too, folks, that you call the broadcast. We want to hear from chaplains, military men and women across the country, because I think when people hear that over the radio program and on our TV program as well, they understand how important this affects the chaplains that are serving in Iraq, that are serving in Afghanistan. But remember, they're serving all around the world. They wear a uniform, and instead of a paratrooper's mark or an airborne division, they wear their crosses on and the symbols of their different denominations and faith. And that is why it's important that we stand up for these chaplains, because when we do that, we're standing up for the armed forces. I think we'll go right back to the phones. Judy's calling from Ohio on line 6. Judy, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I like the Iraq people, because I have a brother in Iraq, and I want him to verse his a nomination on his religion, and I don't want nobody to bother him, you know, about that. So what can I do? What number can I call?
Well, no, I appreciate your call. Here's what we got. It's going to take, I mean, we've been saying this, it's going to take an executive order. With the change in the House and the Senate, you're not going to get this through legislatively. It would be very difficult. So Congressman Walter Jones, who's the main person sponsoring all this, we talked about this and we said, look, the way to go is an executive order here. And that's what we're putting in place. We're doing all that legal research right now. But to protect these chaplains fully, to make sure they can pray in Jesus' name or whatever their particular faith commitment is, we're going to have to get an executive order. And the thing to do, Judy, is you hang on the phone and just call our toll-free number, actually, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255 to have your voice to defend our military chaplains. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Want to hear from people in the military, people that have been ministered to by chaplains. Other questions as well. We've got this big lawsuit now, Freedom From Religion Foundation. This is a group that wants a warning sticker. They call this this is for sale in their store, placed on Bibles. So you could take these warning stickers saying that this is, you know, dangerous material, put it on the Bible that you find in a hotel. That's what they're encouraging people to do. That their case involving that organization is at the Supreme Court of the United States right now. We have filed a brief, and it's a big, big case, big ramifications. If you want to talk about all of this, 1-800-684-3110.
Michael's calling from New York on line 2. Michael, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hey, hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. How can we help you?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I think we need to have a riot, which stands for a righteous invasion of the truth. And I really appreciate what you're doing. Now, here's my question. If I want to be... If I want to be obedient to the Word of God and I want to go out and evangelize, is it lawful for my township or the city that I live in to tell me that I need a permit to do that?
That's a great question. And it depends on what exactly you're planning on doing. Generally, on the sidewalks and the streets, those are open for free speech. There's usually not a problem there. You usually have no difficulty. When you're going to rent a public park, for instance, or you're going to have a big event, a lot of churches will have concerts in the park or some kind of festival presentation, then you do have to get a permit, but generally not. But look, with law enforcement today, you understand the needs for security. Let the police officer know you're coming. The right to proclaim the gospel is protected by the First Amendment, so you really should not have any difficulty, but you need to let the police officers know what's going on.
I think it's important. Folks, we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to speak with us on air. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Rebecca's calling from Wyoming on line 4. Rebecca, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How can we help you?
I just wanted to let you know I got saved in boot camp back in 1980, and it is really important to get those Bibles out and do that.
Well, listen, you know, we wanted to hear from people in the military, and we know that these chaplains have had a direct and big impact on people's lives. And that's why we want to hear from people like you, and we appreciate you calling in, Rebecca. This goes to more than just the ability to talk about the Bible. This is going to a fundamental exercise of religion, the free exercise of religion. I mean, the idea that a chaplain is told you can't pray in Jesus' name because it's going to be, you know, insensitive to someone is ridiculous. They have sponsoring organizations for that very reason. But, Stuart, this is, I mean, this call from Rebecca, obviously emotional here. She came to the Lord through the chaplains in boot camp in the military. These chaplains are the spiritual comfort and spiritual advisor to these men and women that are serving.
Well, it's an incredibly important program, and as I think our earlier caller, Mark, said, it's a numbers game. I mean, we have to hear from you because that's when Congress listens. Although this is an executive order, this is where the White House is going to listen if people call up and sign the petition and become part of the program.
What we need to do, and folks, this goes to our government affairs office side of this too. I mean, it is we've got to hear from a lot of people and make this happen. We need to hear from you. We want to know also your testimonies, your stories. All of that becomes part of what we're able to communicate to the White House and to the various leaders we need to deal with.
Well, that's important. You have to make sure that the White House understands this is a real problem. And it's not isolated with one or two, though that would still be a problem. When we're talking about that, we're dealing with hundreds of phone calls.
Sure.
We've heard from all these folks from around the country, whether they're serving in Iraq, serving in Afghanistan, or they were in the military previously in Vietnam and other military situations that the United States has been in over the past 20, 25 years when the chaplains really have been silenced. And now so many chaplains, to the point where we had a chaplain on earlier last year who actually had to resign because he just could not do his job the way his denomination dictated.
Yeah, this is part of the difficulty that these chaplains are having. It is their ability to do the job. Let's go to call two. Take one more before the break.
Corey's calling from Ohio. Corey, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Corey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi. Great.
I have a question. I wanted to know what you think the long-term implications would be if we didn't get this thing through with the chaplains. I mean, obviously,
the long-term ramifications, a great question. The long-term ramifications on this are very significant because if we can't get this through an executive order, I don't think we have any chance of getting this through legislatively right now. I think we have to be realistic. There's a change in Congress, and it's not going to get through. It has to go through the executive order. And if we don't get, we got a rollback at the end of last year, which was good news, because 300,000 of you contacted us. But again, this is a different issue. So if you contacted us on the rollback of the regulations, that was great, but we need to hear from you again. So Corey, we're going to answer the question that way. What's going to happen? It's going to be very, very serious. So that enough said there. We need to get the situation resolved and resolved quickly. If you want to help us on this, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255. Adding your name to a petition to the president asking for an executive order. 877-989-2255.
When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Petition to Protect Military Prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Petition to Protect Military Prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
The reason this is happening is one philosophy that is permeating our entire culture, and that's the doctrine of non-offense, or the right to non-offense, yep, which has not been ratified as far as I know.
That's the words of Chaplain Stewart. By the way, we're going to try to get him on as a guest again on the broadcast network. We're talking about the whole situation with the chaplains. It's a much broader issue than just chaplains. I mean, obviously, we're very concerned about the situation with the military chaplains. We're trying to get this executive order. But, folks, it's broader. It's this Freedom From Religion Foundation group that's got this case at the Supreme Court of the United States. They really believe that if somebody sees something religious in American public life, they have the right to file a lawsuit and get rid of it. Now, that's at the Supreme Court. We have filed our briefs there. This is an aggressive organization, and this is exactly what they're trying to do. And they don't hide it. I mean, this is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they don't want the chaplains praying. They don't like chaplains in the military. I mean, they don't like chaplains in the legislature, let alone praying. And they don't hide the fact that they're very open about it.
No, they don't like Christianity at all. And when you really look at their attack here, I don't think they want any religion at all, and I think that's what they would say. But when you look at who they attack, who do they focus their attack on in so many of these groups? Who do they focus their attack on? It's never the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims. It's always the Christians. Why? Because for so many years, the Christians didn't respond. They rolled over. They let these groups take over. Groups like ACLU and Planned Parenthood somehow were able to make themselves, who are very far to the left, mainstream in the United States of America. And now, with the rise of Christian radio and Christian TV and Christian conservative organizations around the country, these groups are no longer the mainstream, and the people aren't going to stand
for it. And that is the good news. We can continue to fight back, and that's exactly what we're doing. There's a number on your screen, by the way, for those watching on television. We encourage you to call it. Join this petition. Very important that we hear from you. We're asking the White House for this executive order, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Mike's calling from Texas on line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Hi, how can we help you?
Hi, yes, my name is Mike Henry. I just got back from the Middle East, serving in Bahrain, the Northern Arabian Gulf, and I'm very much in favor of the chaplains actually be able to pray in the name of their faith and actually specifying, you know, praying in the name of Jesus. Some of the best services I ever attended was actually whenever I was overseas in Kuwait. And as far as the chaplains of the military are concerned, people need to be able to have a place where they can actually talk about their beliefs and not be persecuted for it. And by them being able to attend chaplain services, you know, wherever they're at, for one, it's a way for them to express their faith and also learn how to better share their faith, especially in war zones. Because
right,
of any place in the world, those people need to know of the love and of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Mike, let me ask you this. You know, because you're active duty in the military, and we appreciate your service and appreciate you calling in the broadcast. When you're looking at the role the chaplains play, I mean, a lot of people that are outside of the military or don't understand the setup, I mean, these chaplains are your link to your religious faith and denomination. These are your spiritual representatives, right?
That is correct.
And how big of an impact? How big of an impact are these chaplains able to have on the men and women serving in the military right now? How big of a role? How important of a role is it?
I would say it is a very important role. I'm in the Coast Guard, and there's very few Coast Guard actually in the Middle East. And we are the ship that I was on. We didn't actually have chaplains on board, so we were basically at the mercy of the bigger Navy ship that actually had chaplains on board. Their ships, and they would actually come over to our ship to do divine services. And
yeah, that's great.
It was very few and far between, but anytime we had a chance to get a chaplain on board, even for the people who were not Christians, they were very
very appreciative of the fact that these chaplains were willing to serve.
Exactly.
Listen, Mike, we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in, and folks, and look, this is an active member of the military, and look, there's not as many chaplains as we'd like to have. There's no question about it. You're always recruiting for the chaplaincy corps. But look at the vital role, Mike said it, not just to the Christians, not just to the Jewish members of the Jewish faith that are members of the military, but also to those that don't have a faith or are searching, especially in a time of war. And that is why, and Jordan's going to give you the information here, folks, and our government affairs office, this is a big task. We've got a lot at stake here. This is a big deal, and this is why we need to help these chaplains.
All you've got to do to help us is call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number. It does not cost you a thing to call and join with us. When we're asking for something like this, an executive order signed by the President of the United States of America, it's a big deal, and we need a lot of the American people behind it to make sure this gets done, because the halls of Congress just aren't going to work this time.
Stuart, when you hear from somebody like Mike, who's right there where it's happening, is in the military, this has a big impact. I mean, this is exactly why you fight for religious freedom.
Jay, we've been hearing over the last year from people that are in the military. This is a very, very important program, and these organizations and groups are trying to basically destroy the program, because if chaplains cannot pray in their prayer language, well, then they take away part of what they do for the
position. I mean, the idea that they would tell a Catholic chaplain not to say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to tell a rabbi you can't pray in Hebrew, to tell the Protestant clergy member they can't end the prayer in Jesus' name, it's censorship, folks. But these groups, this is what they're trying to do. We want to hear from you, your thoughts on this issue, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Jim's calling from Florida on line one. Jim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing? I might be
We're doing great.
Because I'm sitting on the side of the road. I'm just losing you, so I stopped.
Okay.
I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I'm retired military, a Vietnam veteran, and I know of two chaplains in Vietnam that were killed in the line of duty for Jesus Christ and others. My question to you is what can we do at the grassroots level? Do you have a copy of that petition to where we can get it out for people that can't get your radio station or your TV?
No, Jim, absolutely. We appreciate it. Look, you go to ACLJ.org. It can be downloaded. Send it to your friends. You can link to it. Jordan will even walk people through the process. We've done it before. It's very easy to do. Link it out to your friends. This is going to take mass numbers. To get an executive order from the president is a big deal, folks, and this is the only way we can protect these chaplains. It's going to take a lot of people, a lot of numbers. ACLJ.org. You can download it there. And those of you by your phone, simply call us and say, I want to help these chaplains. How can I add my name to this petition? Going to the White House to protect our military chaplains. It's really easy for you to do. 877-989-2255 is the number. 877-989-2255. And internet-wise, very easy as well.
Yeah, all you've got to do is go to the website, aclj.org. You click on Sign the Petition. That's always right on the front of the website. It's the first thing you're going to see, the very top, middle of the webpage, aclj.org on the main site. When you scroll down below the petition language and below where it asks for your personal information, you'll actually see a button where it says, please click here to print a copy, or please click here to print a copy with spaces for multiple signatures. So if you want to pass out your petition at your church or a local community meeting, you could do that as well. And then we actually have an address. You can mail those petitions in, and people do that all the time. And it's a great way to get a lot of names on petitions, especially if you have friends that maybe don't have access to the internet. ACLJ.org. Click on Sign the Petition, and you can print as many copies as you'd like.
Yeah, I want to encourage you to do that. Or simply, as Jordan said, call us at 877-989-2255. You can add your name that way. Let's try to grab one more call before the break.
Brian's calling from Tennessee on line 6. Brian, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Brian, how can we help you?
I appreciate everything you're doing. I'm active duty Marine Corps.
Yes, sir.
Tours in Afghanistan. I went shortly after September 11th, and then I volunteered to go back. And the main thing that got me through both times was being able to profess my faith and being able to go to the worship service. And that way you don't just lose all control. You have somebody to pray to and get everything off your chest. And
you know, Brian, I appreciate you calling us, and we appreciate your service to the country and the Marines. And this is exactly why we're fighting for this. We were hoping to get it done legislatively. We did get some rollback, which actually helped in the Marines, but we didn't get the rollback complete that we needed. We're going to have to get an executive order here. You're exactly the reason why we're trying to do this. Brian, we appreciate your calls. Folks, I can't to give you a better reason why to call and add your name of support to this petition going to the White House asking for an executive order to protect these military chaplains' ability to pray than what Brian just said. So, folks, you go to the phones right now, 877-989-2255 again, 877-989-2255. 800-288-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've got so many calls, we're going to stay in for another broadcast. You keep calling, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We're going to stay over and record another program. 800-684-3110. We'll talk to you next time.